Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings to join our commentators back over there at the Center of our Utah Park. So this is Inca, the new showrunner. The commentator here for you. Can we wait a little?
Central Broward Regional Park. Aaron and Matt, and the Yash Dallas, and the 176.45 after the lucky 20 hours, and we are trying to join back with the commentators as trying to establish contact with them. Not really live commentary, waiting for them to come in. Live commentary over there at Broward, Central Broward Regional Park. We're waiting for them to come in.
Welcome back to the Central Broward Regional Park here in the Fort Lauderdale. 177, the target, the magical figure for Michigan, chasing victory in this third encounter today at this lovely venue, and batting first, Yash Dallas scored 176 for 5, and 177 Michigan will be going after. So we're waiting. There is a slight delay. Seems to be some right. So I think all is okay, all is well. Some issue with the scorers. And I think we're ready to go. So, Hussein is going to open together with Hussein. And here is the first ball. Delivery outside the off stump, punched away beautifully through the covers for 4. And not much of a football, not very graceful. He's not the sort of batsman you'll take home to meet your parents. But that delivery was outside the off stump. He had the room to punch it, and there it was. Just punching it away for 4. Let me welcome Faisal into the commentary team. He has been coming here for quite a while. He has finally arrived, Faisal.
Good evening, all. And it was a good start for the Michigan. It was a bit of a loosener, wide outside of the stump. Plenty of time for the batter. Just punched it through the cover. Power plays on. Not many sweepers around. This one is short in the air, but it'll kick. Teddy infield and one bounce over the fence. Back-to-back boundaries for the Michigan. And a start by Hussein.
Yes, Hussein, he's throwing back the ball. He's not going to mess around. chasing 177 is no easy task. So he's not going to die wondering. He's lending bat to ball. Saif will be looking to, I think at this point in time, what Saif needs to do is to just pull back a bit. He's getting into his hitting zones, and that's an issue, as he just needs to pull it back a bit. I want to say good evening to one of the most successful cricketers on the domestic scene here, Najaf Shah, and of course the captain of the defending champion team, Somerset Cavaliers. This is over throws now, and they're going to get one sloppy bit of work out there. So the score goes on to 9. Good evening, Najaf.
Thank you very much, Vinod. Evening to everyone here. It's a great tournament, yeah. It's player to playing the tournament. I'm playing, this is my fourth year. And the last two teams are my champion teams of this tournament. I played in 2016 for US All-Star, and they were champion that year. And this year, last year, I played for Somerset Cavaliers. They were also champion.
Well, 9 without loss, and should I ask who will be the champions this year?
I mean, it's very difficult to answer your question, because cricket is a funny game, and like 3-4 teams, they are really good. US All-Star, they are a really good team, and they are playing good cricket. California Bears, they are also a good team. They are playing good too.
He struck on a pad. Did he get inside his own to that one? Because that looked pretty adjacent. Oh, so just outside the off stump. Playing a shot, had he been struck outside the off stump, I think he would have been okay. That only thing, there's an inside edge there, Faisal.
Yeah, it looked pretty straight. You're right. The inside edge saved him on that occasion. That's much better line and length as well.
Yeah.
Making a good comeback after conceding the 2 boundaries. And short, wide, and drop dead point. That was a chance.
Yes, the speaker
was hard,
loud.
But straight to the fielder. And went straight in and straight out. 9 for no wicket after the first over.
Catches win matches, the old adage. Catches win matches, and that should have been taken. Let's have a look again. It was outside the off stump. He just threw the bat at it, and a poor attempt by the fielder there. Just going for it with one hand. And he was able to floor that one. 9 without loss at the end of the first over. The power play in effect now. So they're looking to maximize that. And so back to our discussion with Najaf. Najaf, games, 2 victories so far this season. And you're building up nicely into the knockout stage now.
Yes, our team is doing really well. I'm very happy as a captain. Few good players, good names, they are playing for us, and we are playing really good as a team. Especially our team chemistry is very good. So,
testing,
I mean,
1-2.
I'm looking forward
testing.
Again. And I mean, we are trying our best to defend this tournament.
Yes, this is.
Free strikes. The batsman on the
Block
body.
Talk Radio,
looking
the cricket show. We are relaying the
anticipated.
Matches that are being played.
Hussein, goes down.
Compliments of the Cricket Council USA.
Hussein,
and
of course,
matches are being played at the
here,
Central Broad Regional Park.
Close to even over this total of 176. And he continues. An open stance, as we see these days. This is the way around the corner. It's going to go into the country from forward backward square. That's a badly lined delivery. It was angled down the leg side, and basically what he did was just helped it on its way down to the boundary for 4.
A short arm jab that cramped for room, but he got good quick hands and got it away. Fine off the fielder. Good fast hands. Got it behind square and away from the fielder. And taking opportunity of this, Najaf, can you tell us something about your team this year? Who you got? Who the big names in the game after this ball? In the air once again. Clears the infield and bounces into the fence. This good aggressive start by the Michigan. Taking a tack to the Yash Dallas bowlers. They're chasing a decent target. They would need to bat like this in the power play. Move to 17 without a wicket, and all 17 have gone to Hussein. Najaf?
Andre Russell is playing for us this year, and Rusty Theron from South Africa is playing for us. Xavier Marshall from West Indies, he played a couple of games for West Indies, he's playing for us. Mishka openers, both openers, they are doing really well so far. I mean, they are doing excellent. Like, they scored 25 runs in 1.5 overs. So far, they are very much in the match.
Hussain is on fire here. He's just making use of any width, any length on offer. Just free his arms and making full use of the power play. We know that's an excellent start. While he might not look pretty, he's being very effective here at the top of the order. He's looking to go over the infield, which is what the doctor orders in the power play. Get a good start and look to push on. Shah, you were saying that, you know, you have fellas like Andre Russell and these guys. Basically, they are match winners. Of course, yourself being a very consistent player on the scene. So, Valis Gamari, he is just 15 years old. So you see the inexperience as well. But he's running in. He's running in hard. And he's looking to get the pace up. That delivery just outside the off stump that the umpire signals wide.
Got a little bit of shape. It swung a little bit. He's a tall, lanky boy. He's got a good action, good run-up. It's a huge platform for him and a very, very good experience at this very young age. It can only go well from here. This one is once again placed behind point. Good tumbling save. And one run, strike being rotated by Hussain. The fifth ball of the over. And he's played all the 11 balls and scored all the runs apart from that wide ball. And as Najaf was mentioning, he's got the most hot property in T20 cricket around the world. Andre Russell has won every league that he's played. And he's a wonderful, wonderful cricketer with the bat, with the ball, and in the field. A complete package. This one again, short and wide, too wide. And given as such by the umpire, the youngster's feeling the pinch here. Although he's got a good total to defend, but you can understand the nerves at this quite big stage for him.
Yes, the young man, I like his action. He has a nice high action. And he seems to be one with a bright future. Roy Silver at slip, clapping, encouraging the young man. Roy Silver, of course, the U.S. national. Here he comes in again. That's a slow delivery, so he's showing some variety now. A poor bit of fielding down there at the point, and it results in a single. So the score moves on now to 25 without loss. It's the end of the over, end of over number two. 25 without loss, and Jaff, they've bolted out of the stables.
Sorry?
They have bolted out of the stables.
Yeah, so far, they are doing excellent. This is, I mean, they are chasing like 176, and they need like 8.5 runs per hour. So far, they are ahead, actually. They are doing 12 runs per hour. So, I mean, this is really good. This Mishka team, I know them actually. If you remember, they beat the California Bear last year. They chased 220 against them. So these all local guys from Michigan and most of the players from Bangladesh actually. So they are playing together a long time with each other. And I mean, they are a good local team, you can say. And still, so far, they are proving it against Dallas Cook. Yes, Dallas Creek Boys.
25 without loss. A good start. Hussain is lending back to ball. And Hussain is now going to face this delivery down the leg side and the signal wide by the umpire. Good bit of wicket keeping there. The players were off in a flash. Yes, the US All-Stars winning all three matches and winning them convincingly. It's as if the opposition can't score enough runs for Rizwan Chima. He got 100 in the last game and today he scored 94 not out of just 32 deliveries. That was huge hitting. And they won their first game by 8 wickets. The second game by 123 runs. And today again, another big victory. So they're into the knockout. Jaff, you're into the knockout as well, regardless of what happens with your last game. Are you in there yet?
I think so, yeah. So far, we are good with the run rate as well. I think we are on the top after two games. But U.S. All-Star, they won all their games. They must, they are confirmed. But rest of the team, still they have games. So, I mean, it will be confirmed tomorrow, yeah, after our last game, hopefully.
Faisal, you know, I know you've been flying in to come to U.S. Open. Is this your first time at the U.S. Open? Well, very soon. I'm not going to ask you, Justin. I'm going to give you some time to settle in, and then I'll get your impressions of what you're seeing. This delivery outside the off-stump, coming back in, the off-spinner, and going back and across, and is playing it straight down the track. So the role, I think, of Hussein here will be just to support Hussein, get the singles, rotate the strike, and look to, you know, the score ticking. You want to thank Najaf for his expert views here. I want to wish him all the best. He's a very successful guy. He's a wonderful human being, and I want to wish him all the best. Thank you for joining us. So, Faisal, I think at this point in time that the strategy here should be for Hussein to just get the strike over to Hussein. He's hot. You don't want to keep him off the strike for too long.
You're right, Vinod, but that's good thinking on the part of the Mishkar 11, because they brought spin into the attack after the first two expensive overs. And it's you talking, Hussein got some weight, free his arms, got through the infield, but not quite through to the fence. Got two runs, and the spin has troubled Hussein, and that rhythm that Hussein had for the first two overs, he'd been waiting off strike for the whole of the over, and that's sometimes not a very good idea. To keep the informed man away from the strike, and that could result in him losing his momentum. This one is short and pulled away. No sweepers there, so Hussein is make up for the lost time earlier in the over. Finished off the over with a boundary, six of the over, and Mishka is 34 without loss for three overs.
That's a run rate of just over 11.3, and they are well on their way so far. Yash Dallas making 176. So the target 177 of 20 overs. And these guys, the openers, they're giving it a good fit. They're going after the bowling, and the runs are coming at this point in time. The issue is to maintain a run rate. The required run rate should be at this point in time 8.4. But it's early days to maintain a run rate of 8.4 over 17 overs. That's the challenge, Faisal.
Right, and it's a long way still to go. We've seen matches twist and turn, especially in this format, T20. One good over for the batting side, or vice versa, can turn around the game on its head. Is Yash Dallas is bringing changes, spin into the attack from the far end as well. And this time, it'll be interesting to see how Hussein tackles spin. He was on fire when the ball, there was pace on the ball, but the spin now, with this evening falling, and it's a little, it's not cold, but a little bit fresh. Do you think is that dew, a little bit of that dew will help for the ball to come onto the bat a bit better second time round?
Yes, definitely. So it's twofold. The ball is going to come onto the bat as soon as the track freshens up. And also, it's going to be a little difficult for the spinners to grip the ball. And given the fact that matches here start at 9 a.m., we have four matches every day. It starts at 9 a.m. You know, it's like having four seasons or five seasons or six seasons in one day. This is helped around the corner. I mean, I'm very, very impressed with this man, Hussein. He's just blending back the ball. And he now runs away onto 29. So early in the morning, like this morning, with the pitch having some moisture and with the weather about the place, the rain about the place, the ball was actually sticking and stopping, making it difficult for stroke play. The sun then came out in all its glory. And by mid-afternoon, the pitch was nicely baked. So then you saw the ball coming nicely onto the bat. The spinners, early on this morning, when the Kings 11 played, all 10 wickets fell to the spinners. You had Akhil Hussein from Trinidad and Tobago taking five. This is another Boca exquisite six.
as it goes straight down over the lawn. And Hussein, if he stays in there for any length of time, that total could look very, very gettable, Faisal.
Yeah, Hussein is cutting loose here. There's a free full toss for him down the leg side. He held himself to that, but this one was a good shot. Nice flighted delivery, but a lofted on drive carried all the way over the fence. And you could see the Yash Dallas fielders running all over the place. Their captain don't know what to do, and the bowler, even he doesn't know what to do. They're under severe pressure from Hussein, who's moved to 35 of just 12 deliveries, 46 for none, and we're in the fourth over as he gets ready once again. Now the full toss helped it onto the onside, into the gap. It won't cross the fence though. Two more runs, and Hussein is back on strike. Mishka nearing their 50, 48 for no loss.
48 for no loss, and he continues here, Hussein, to shrill the scattering of fans outside. I'm sure his team are very happy with his performance so far. 13 deliveries for 37. Tucks this one away from outside the off stump, down to a wide long one. For one, score 49 without loss now, and he is looking to get at Gallipoli, and he has done that. 15 runs in his over so far, his over, looking to put him off, and if they can get a big power play, let's say the 75-76, that could make a huge difference in chasing down this big total. It will leave them to get 100 of 15. And 100 of 15 is very gettable in a T20 match once you have wickets in hand.
Yes, you're right, Vinod. The final ball was quicker. And the Yash Dallas boys, they're very pleased when Hussein gets on strike. Although he hasn't done bad either. He's 8 of 10. But on the other end, Hussein has been belligerent. And they've already used up four bowlers. It'll be interesting to see who comes on to ball now. 49 in four overs is a good start. And as you were saying, they're off the blocks pretty rapidly. And at 176, don't look as big now as it was looking at the start of the innings.
Definitely, definitely so. And 128 now to win. They have a total of 16 overs to get at. I think I made an error early on, and I was saying 15 overs to get 100. After the power play, if they can get to 77, it'll be 14. Let's see what happens here. He clears his arms. He comes in to the wicket. He was able to hoik that away down to backward square, using the levers to good effect. That's the 50, 53 without loss. And Hussein continues to attack and attack with full force. He's effective. He's not graceful by any stretch of the imagination, but he is effective. You don't need to be graceful in T20 cricket. I think you need to be effective, and this is what he's doing. The lovely pavilion in the background there, the main stand, Central Broad Regional Park. He hoiks this one again, and he's going to go back for two. Pass the hustle, and he reaches home. So 55 without loss. Hussein goes on now to 44.
Not much of a footwork, as you said, but he's got fast hands. That helps him out on this couple of times, and this over at least, where he got into a mess with his footwork, got defeated by length. But with quick hands, he was able to get the ball away once for a boundary and once for the couple. We could tell that he doesn't like to run very much. He was struggling on that second run. Uses his feet this time. Didn't properly time that. Still good enough for a run. 56 for no loss. It's been reasonably quiet over. No sixes yet in this over, although seven off the over. And Hussein is back on strike. He looks much more orthodox. Trying to drive. Couldn't pierce the offside field. There's four fielders in the ring on the offside. Actually, five fielders. He's got a packed out offside field.
Delivery, striking him outside the off stump. It runs down to third man and they take a single. Let's wait to see what's the umpire's verdict, if it's a leg buys or if he did get an edge onto it. We wait for the umpire signal. In fact, it runs. So score goes on now to 57. Gosain, in fact, it's leg buys. So 57 without loss, and our man Hussein is back on strike. Here's Farouk. Hussein is going over the offside field. It pitches and stops a bit, and the fielder is able to retrieve it just meters away from the boundary. He goes back for two, and he seems to be blowing out there. It reminds me so much of Inzamamul Haq.
He's right there. Struggling with his running. He had to run two twos in this over. It's a lot of hard work for him. Last one's skewed off the outside edge. He's such a powerful man. Even the miscues are clearing the inner field and giving no chance to the fielders. And with one over to go, Yash Dallas will be happy that for the last six balls of the power play, they've got Gosain back on strike. But still, it's a wonderful start for Michigan side. They've got 59 now and the target of 176. They got another 117 runs now in 15 overs.
117 in 15, which is very gettable. Farouk is over costing 18. Gosain is on strike now, and he is going to face from the northern end. Roy Silva, the U.S. national player, is going to come into the attack. And Roy Silva has to use all his experience here to stem the flow, because runs are leaking at this point in time. Gosain 47. Gosain is on 8. 5 overs bowled so far. And the two already starting to take effect as we're playing this cricket very close to the month. Pretty cold outside. It's a bit muggy as this delivery is going down the leg side. Not out, says the umpire. Score remains 59 without loss. Roy Silva with 100 written on his back.
A very good first delivery from Roy Silva. Time in knots. Gosain once again in the air. And it's cleared the inner ring and it will race to the fence. Short boundaries, fast outfield. Didn't quite get hold of that, but good enough for the boundary. And the rollicking start of Mishka 11 is still continuing. Gosain realizing it's the last over before the power play. The only good thing he did was looking to hit it straight. And although he didn't get all of it, still enough bat to get him a boundary as once again in the air. Fielder's trying to come around, but just eludes him. Teasing game going on here for the Yash Dallas fielders. They're chasing quite a lot of high balls, but none of them has landed in their laps. And the power play keeps yielding more and more runs. Gosain moves to 14 now. 64 for no wicket. Roy Silva looks quite a nippy medium-pace bowler. I know hindsight is 20-20, but did he leave himself too late to come in the power play against Gosain?
I think that is definitely the case. You saw a slow delivery on that occasion, so he's showing that variety. He's mixing it up, and that is what he needs to do. And, you know, the experience, you're leaking runs, bringing on the experienced bowlers and look to stem the tide, look to get Gosain back in the pavilion, in the dugout. This time he is missing this outside the off stump, and it's called a wide. So the score is 65 now without loss. The umpire signaling wide there. Yash Dallas, of course, just to remind you that they made 176. So this game is shaping up to be a thriller. We haven't seen many thrillers at this year's tournament. We have seen a lot of one-sided victories. And we're waiting to see a thriller. Will this be that thriller that we've been seeking? Here is Silva. Beautiful delivery. Just touchdown, middle and off. And shape past the outside edge of the bat. And that, to me, has been the ball of this match.
That's a cracking delivery good line, good length, little bit of movement, too good for the inform Hussain. That alludes more to my point that with his experience, last three of the overs played quietly, ran straight down the pitch lane, but no run. And the kind of experience that Silva has playing at the international level, all credit to Hussain, but you know, he's shown that he's just swinging the bat wildly, and he was given enough of opportunity to do that. If Silva had come on earlier, that power play could have been looking a bit better for the Yash Dallas, but still, a very, very good start from Silva. He made an excellent over, 65 for no wicket after the power play. And at this stage, the Mishka 11 is right on top. But as you said, it looks like that this is going to be a very close encounter because the resources that Yash Dallas has at their disposal, with the experience of Silva, I'm sure once the field restriction goes, he can come up with plans to get rid of Hussain.
I think what he needs to do is to make his four overs count. And that's four overs that will be well taken care of, because at the moment the run rate is over 10. Now, that is understandable because these guys, they were operating in the power play. Who knows, had it not been the power play, some of those miscued shots that Hussain played could have ended with his dismissal. But at 65 without loss, I think they're on top in this encounter. Good run rate, wickets in hand. But you never know. Cricket is a whole funny game. A wicket or two can have a serious impact here on this run chase. There's going to be a change of bowling, and Haroon is going to come in from the southern end. Another spinner coming into the attack, and taking strike is Hussain. He has done his part. He has 13 of 15 deliveries, and here we go again. This is Haroon. Good delivery has worked away down to long on, only a single. Silva is there. And the action man comes in to strike. He surveys the field. Six without loss. Outside the off stump, and just punched away down to the sweeper's position. Single. So Faisal, I think at this point in time, these guys just need to pull it back a bit, and let's see the approach that Hussain will take. I'm going to leave you in the very capable company of Rana as we continue to provide coverage here of this U.S. Open.
Thank you, Vinod Mamchand. A great atmosphere here, U.S. T20 Open 2018, the 10th year, the prestige tournament. We are sitting here in Florida, Fort Lauderdale, in a very healthy score, 67 for not out. A great shot towards the cover, and it's going to be a four run. The fielder has given up. Oh, actually, the field right there. We are after the power play. And my co-commentator, Shah Faisal, he has arrived from Atlanta. A few days back, we have talked about, and he has taken the off from the work. And a cricket lover, a genuine cricket lover, I can say. And I'm meeting him first time. But we've been Facebook friend, and he's been hearing about me, and I've been hearing about him. So Hussain is making up for the misfielding that he's been doing. He's on 48, dangerous Hussain, and he's showing the class of the batsman, and they are chasing 177, still required 108, but a very healthy current run rate on 10.1, and the quad run rate is only 8.2, after 6.5 is 69 for 0. A good cut shot from Hussain, and it's going to be a four run, so 73 after seven over. And I'm going to give take an analysis from Shah Faisal, who been watching this game very closely.
The last ball boundary spoils the over for the Yash Dallas. Until that point, it was a good over, but the very delicate touch from Hussain finds the boundary, and 73 for no wicket. Also, Hussain, after the power play, has calmed down a little bit, just focused mainly on rotating the strike, showing the other side of the game, because in the power play, he was quite belligerent, but he's showing a very, very good game awareness now. Now he knows that all the sweepers around needs to keep the ball on the ground, and the strike was Hussain. He's done a pretty good job. He's on 19 of 18 balls, and Silva going to take up the attack. Bowled a very, very impressive first over from the northern end. He's got Hussain on the strike. Hussain is on 49 of 24.
Yes, Chavez, very healthy partnership, a good, great opener partnership on 73 not out. Michigan, Mishka, they come from Michigan Cricket Association. Here's Roy Silva, who plays for United States Cricket, USA Cricket. Down the leg side, just for one run. 74 for zero. Oh, he didn't run. On the replay, I can see. There was a miscommunication between the fielder. The ball went deep in the 30-yard circle. Here comes the Roy Silva. And nice down for to steal a single, but a good fielding from Yes Dallas. A very good athleticism is showing over here in Central Broward Regional Park. This is a cricket convention going on over here. And second over, Roy Silva is batting. Swing and a miss. What a great ball. Roy Silva is showing all his experience over here. He knows that Hussain is ready to make his half century. But Roy Silva has experience and beat the edge of the bat. And Hussain has taken the crucial wicket of Khan earlier. And this half century will boost. And that's going to be his half century right here. It's going to be a four run. Great effort from the fielder. But the ball win the race. And Vijay Prakash Malala is showing four run. And Hussain is showing his bat towards his dugout and giving a fly kiss. Whoever he's giving to, make sure you kiss him back. The ball was there to hit Shah Faisal. And a great shot towards the cover for four run.
It was full and wide, width on offer, and Hussain has been freeing his arms, made full use of the opportunity, and got to his 50, goes down the wicket this time. Excellent bowling from Silva. Overall, it's been an excellent spell from Silva. It's into his second over. 1.4 overs he's bowled, and stemmed the flow of runs coming from Hussain's bat, despite the last boundary. But scoring has definitely slowed down after the power play. Silva for the last time in this over, slower bouncer, waited well. Hussain pushes it into the onside sweeper for a run. 8 overs gone, 78 for no wicket.
Yes, a very healthy partnership, 78 for no wicket loss after 8 over. The current run rate is 9.8 and required is 8.3. And Hussain and Hussain both are there, and their name makes the rhyme, but Hussain is on 54. After facing 30 balls, and Hussain is on 19 after facing the 18 ball, a very healthy partnership. Another cricket lover came all the way from Dubai, and he also lives in Pakistan, Zameer Ahmed. I welcome him, and we would like to ask him, how do you feel over here, cricket convention that's going on over here?
Thank you very much. Very good, pleasant evening, and I'm really very happy being here as Mac is doing a great effort for the betterment of cricket, for the development of cricket, and it's been a good experience ever being here. It's a very pleasant evening, very good cricket. I'm really enjoying.
That's great to know. The people are coming from all over the world to see this cricket convention. I have given this U.S. Open T20 name a cricket convention. And here's the bowling change. Haroon come the after bowling a first over, he come continue. And 1.1 over he has ball and given 9 runs to win 98 runs and 71 balls. And this is the first time that D Sport and Mac TV, we are showing all over the world, people in India, Pakistan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Caribbean, wherever you are, we request all the viewers to share from Mac TV Facebook's link to all the people in the world so everybody can watch and enjoy and get the best entertainment right here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Muhammad Afzal Qureshi, the name is enough. The man with the mission has provided us a great, nice pull. But the fielder is over there because it's after the power play. So, thoda sa hum Urdu mein baat karte hain Zameer Ahmed se. To Zameer Ahmed, aapko kaisa lag raha hai yahan par? Aapne English mein to bataya, lekin hamare kyunki bahut sare viewers jo hain all over the world Hindi Urdu bhi samajhte hain. To thoda sa unke bare mein baat karte over ke baad. Here's the third ball. And Hussain looked a little bit tired, Shah Faisal. He's still playing on 56 after facing 32 ball. 80 for 0 after 8.3 over.
Yes, Rana, after the power play, he hasn't been able to hit the big shots. And now his patience, I think, is running out. But now it's Hussain on strike. Excellent flight to delivery. Giving him a little bit of flight and tempting the batsman. Hussain went for the big drive off the inside edge. No runs. 81 for no wicket. And 56 for Hussain. Two fielders in the deep on the onside for Hussain. Wrapped on the pads. Big shot. And the finger goes up. He was way back in his crease. Excellent bowling. Excellent deception from the leg spinner. He pinned the batsman back on his back foot. Right in front of the stumps. Easy decision for the umpire. And a much needed breakthrough for the Yash Dallas.
Yes, that's what Yash Dallas was looking for, and they got the first wicket. It's not easy after the power play for Michigan, and 81 for 1. First umpire has said, not down his ear to say yes, and then he raised his finger. So, good over from Haroon, and a good breakthrough after 81 for 1. Let's talk to Zameer a little bit in Urdu and Hindi. Zameer, jo bahut sare log hain, पाकिस्तान में इंडिया में और दुनिया में वो लोग ये पूछते हैं कि अमेरिका में क्रिकेट होती है या नहीं होती. अब आप हम लोग पहली बार लाइव कवरेज पूरे वर्ल्ड में दिखा रहे हैं, तो आपको यहाँ पे कैसा लगता है जब आप देखते हैं, और आपके लिहाज से यहाँ क्रिकेट कितना अच्छे लगेगा, और कि इंडिया पाकिस्तान की तरह हो जाएगी या जो दुनिया में हम लोग खेलते हैं?
थैंक यू वेरी मच. अमेरिका जैसे कि क्रिकेट के हवाले से तो इतना फेमस नहीं था कि इतना ज़्यादा इसमें क्रिकेट खेला जाता है, लेकिन जब भी पाकिस्तान में क्रिकेट की बात अमेरिका के हवाले से होती है, तो स्पेशली फ्लोरिडा के हवाले से होती है, न्यूयॉर्क के हवाले से होती है, या ह्यूस्टन में जो है जिस तरह वो सखी सर्वर हैं वो भी ऑलरेडी क्रिकेट को फ़रोग दे रहे हैं. और मैं सबसे जो बात है क्रिकेट के हवाले से, 10 सालों से इस तरह वो लगे हुए हैं क्रिकेट में, जिस तरह वो अप्रिशिएट करते हैं, और मैं अगर इतना बड़ा इनाम तो ऑलरेडी यूएस क्रिकेट की हिस्ट्री में यहाँ पे नहीं देखा गया, और बहुत अच्छे लेवल पे लोग याद करते हैं. और आई होप अगर इसी तरह ये कंटिन्यूस रहा, जिस तरह हर साल 20-25 टीमें जो हैं वो दुनिया भर से यहाँ पे आती हैं, तो मेरा ख्याल है एक वो दिन दूर नहीं कि जब ये इंटरनेशनल क्रिकेट का एक बहुत बड़ा प्लेटफॉर्म होगा. और आई होप कि इसमें आप सब लोगों की एफर्ट शामिल है, और आप अगर इसी तरह ये कंटिन्यू रहा तो ये बहुत अच्छा देखने में मिलेगा, बहुत बढ़िया होगा आगे.
Yes, let me translate for the English viewers. He's saying if the way the cricket is going right now, the teams are coming from all over the world, especially for US Open. If this is going to keep happening, Muhammad Afzal Qureshi, the man we live within, is going in a history book to promote cricket in America. And now I'm going to ask Shah Faisal. He just come from coverage from Pakistan, New Zealand, and a PSL. And he lives in Atlanta. He drove almost 12 hours to come here. And myself, I came from Baltimore, Maryland, but I only took a flight for 2 hours, 40 minutes. But driving 12 hours is a good way to support cricket. So tell us, this is your first time coming over here for the U.S. Open. Where do you see cricket in America?
It's high time for cricket in America right now. We are on the cusp of getting the ODI status in April. With the ICC Cricket League 2, and 6 team will be contesting for that right, and 4 of them will get the right to play ODI. So this is a wonderful opportunity, and also there's a talk of a big franchise league all on the horizon. And as you've been saying, contribution of Mac Qureshi has been very, very outstanding. This is the 10th edition of this tournament, and you could understand that back in the day, it would be so hard, and so many difficulties and obstacles have come in the way. but nothing has perturbed Matt Qureshi. And this start of the over, Roy Silva has been launched downtown, and the fielder has dropped another one. This is the second chance of the innings that went begging, and San profited on both occasions. Roy Silva almost provided the breakthrough for the team, but Hussain was lucky, and his belligerent knock.
Yes, Shamisal, if they're not going to hold down to these catches, they cannot win the matches. And I guess the luck is with Hussain. A good delivery, appeal from the keeper, but there's no appeal from Roy Silva. Probably going to down the leg side. 83 for one. This match is still alive. Current run rate is 8.9, and equally required run rate is almost 8.82. So to win is 94 more to go. But Hussain is back to the pavilion after making the 20. But the key man over here is Hussain. Swing and a miss. Roy Silva is showing all his experience over here. He knows that Hussain is in the mood to hit the boundaries. He already made 58 on 34 balls, and he's well settled in. And he's not giving him any ball, a loose ball, for him to hit a 6 or 4.
Roy Silva got lucky on that one. He provided weight. There was no fielder at deep point, which he's moved one now. Brought the third man up in the ring. The point fielder has gone back now. He wanted to tighten up on his line and length. Straight into the stumps in the air, but falls into the gap once again. He's been lucky as well, Hussain. As they say, fortune favors the brave. He's took his chances and got away with it. And it's moved to 59. The important stage of the game, Roy Silva into his third over. Do you know any of other good ballers in the Yash Dallas side, Rana?
Yes, they have a good baller. You see, Harun took the wicket of Hussain, but they need to hold them down to their catches if they want to win this match. And good fielding effort. Oh, what a great ball. Kanchan just arriving at the crease, facing the second ball, but a good ball from Roy Silva. And required run rate is going up now, 9.2. And 61 balls and 93 to win.
An absolute hurler from Roy Silva. Too good for Kanchan. Another leg cutter. Guides it down to backward point. Field well set on that occasion. Silva completes his third over. 84 for one after 10 overs at the halfway stage.
Yes, so now we're going to analyze on the situation right here in me and Faisal. Faisal, after 10 overs, 84 for 1. And where do you see this match is going to? It's still a 93 runs required on 60 balls.
Although Hussain is still in there, but the Yash Dallas boys, they've made a strong comeback after the power play. At the power play stage, Mishka had 64 runs. So after that, in 4 overs, they've only been able to get 20 runs, and they've lost a wicket as well. Roy Silva has bowled an excellent spell, leading from the front, the Yash Dallas captain.
Yes, and a match looks even, but as long as Hussain is there, Michigan still has a chance. But Harun is back to the bowling, and what a great way to hit a 6, right to the boundary, right towards the commentary box. And he's telling us, he's giving us the signal by hitting the 6. He's there, and Michigan has a chance over here. So after 87 run more needs on 59 ball, we also have a next to our commentary box. There's a gentleman named Sagar. He's supporting his own team. And there's another gentleman who's Jeep, who's supporting the Michigan. So they both are fighting over here, battling over here outside the ground while their team battling inside the ground. A good ball. And Hussain is showing the experience in class now. Hitting a 6, he doesn't have to sit on every single ball. And T20 is not all about 6 and 4s like people think. Right, Shah Faisal?
Yes, exactly. And Hussain has showed that. He's picked his balls. He's been lucky, all right. But in between, he's kept the good balls. And there's no luck for the bowler in this game, as it was a good delivery but went off the outside edge. The umpire might want to check that one. I think it went over the rope. So a lucky boundary probably for the Mishka boys. And Hussain is on a roll. And also he's getting a fair share of his luck. Harun would not agree with that.
Yes, and Zamir Ahmed is still here in the commentary box. But match is going so excited right now. And we try to bring him after this over. Oh, so close to the wicket, swing and a miss, but the luck is in the favor of Hossain. It's still at 85 runs, two wins on 57 ball. Last ball of the over. I mean, three more balls left of the over. What a good shot. Oh, that's an out. You know, from a commentary box, seemed like the ball going to go over the fence, but the fielder is there, and another breakthrough to Yash Dallas, the dangerous man. Hossain is gone after making 67 runs, 92 for 2 after 10.4 overs.
Ali, in the deep, he got the catch, much needed one, as they've already missed two chances, but Ali got a good one under pressure. Hossain, after playing a fantastic knock, tried his luck one too many times. This time he got held in the deep. And the breakthrough from Haroon, who's been bowling an excellent spell together with his captain Roy Silva. And Mishka boys lost two wickets. And Yash Dallas is well and truly back in the game.
Yes, both wickets has taken from Haroon. And now look like Yash Dallas are having a small meeting in between the ground right now, and Ali Haldo, the good catch, and he knows how important that catch is for Yash Dallas. Zamir Ahmed, we come back to you now. Where do you see this match is going? And 92 for 2 is still 85 runs needed in 55 balls.
Yeah, no doubt it's a very good situation for the team. Yash Dallas.
Some problem with the mic with the Zamir. 92 to 2. But let me take the mic to my co-commentator, Shah Faisal, and we're going to fix that mic for Zamir.
92 for 2. It's building up as a very, very exciting contest. Haroon now to Kanchan. Haroon has shown that he's got good skills, good control. Right arm leg spin is not an easy art, but he's bowled a wonderful spell, and he's brought his team back in the game. That's 11 overs gone, 92 for 2. Kanchan, after four deliveries, still yet to score. And the worst thing that can happen for Mishka is they've got both the batsmen who are without a score at the moment, starting afresh in the last nine overs. It's never going to be an easy thing to start off your innings, chasing a total of 9 runs and over for the remaining 9 overs.
Yes, a great point, Shah Faisal. It's both new batsmen, and I've been saying that since day one yesterday. It's not that easy under the lights for the new batsmen to coming in and hit the boundaries, but it's 85 still required in 54 ball. And yes, back to Zamir.
Yes, it's a very good situation. As you were saying, that these are the new batsmen, and I think it's a great challenge for them to keep the scoreboard ticking, and I think it's achievable, and it's a very good time to move on.
And Saf is coming back, the fast bowler from Yash Dallas, to ball the 12th over. Seemed like right now when Hossain was batting, Michigan going to get to the score very easily, but after the falls of Hossain, it's 92 for 2 for Michigan. Here come Bukhre, is the new batsman. And Saf is ready to ball to him. Swing and a miss. I think where the players are making mistake, Shah Faisal, they're coming in. They should notch down one or two balls towards offside, leg side. Get your eyes right. Because, you know, if your eyes get right, then you can hit the big shots. But since first ball, if you're going to try to hit the big shot, it's not going to be that easy.
Another good delivery. You're right, Rana. But the thing is, at the beginning of your innings, you've got to take your time, watch a couple of deliveries, make sure you get used to the pace of the wicket, get your eye in before you can go for the big shots. Saf, once again, outside the off stump. Dot balls are building, and pressure is building with that as well, with the Mishka boys, Mishka 11. They're still on 92. And have to give credit to Silva, whose rung exchange is quite good. He's held himself back for the one over and brought Saf in.
Yes, three dot balls, same spot, same delivery, length delivery. Oh, fourth. You know, yesterday, Samuel Badri has did the beaver trick, four ball, four wickets. And, you know, because the four-dot ball, it reminds me of Samuel Badri. And U.S. All-Star has won all their three matches, and they qualify for the quarterfinal. Somerset Cavalier has won the first match and lost the second match. They have won both matches. Actually, Pakistan first has lost the one match and won the one match. We are going close to quarterfinal, but great over from Saf so far. There's a wide ball. Saf tried to do the same thing, put the ball in the same spot. He knows Bukre is trying to swing his bat to get all these fours and sixes. But right now, I think for the keep will be both these players to stay on the wicket and try to get their eyes set so they can get this score. 84 is still required on 50 balls.
Target is getting steeper and steeper. And Saf has got two fielders on the offside on the boundary. And now he's move the third man back to the boundary as well. That's the line he's been bowling. And he's done well this over, keeping the batsman quiet. Once again, delivery, swing and a miss. Bokre has come onto the crease. He has no clue yet. Five deliveries he's played without troubling the scorer and building the pressure. Kanchan went down the wicket, talked to his partner. He could ill afford to have these that many dot balls as the target. 49 balls remaining. One more of this over. This time he got it away, but field is well set. Sweeper's back there. He's looking for the second, which is not there. But Saf holds on to his nerves on the final ball. Just the one of the last delivery. 94 for two. Mishka 11. Only eight overs to go. And the run rate is above 10 runs and over, which is not going to be easy.
Yes, now it does look like a tough situation for Mishka. When Hussain was batting, seemed like Mishka was cruising at a 1 point, but 83 run to win on 48 balls. After 12 over, the required rate is bumping up to 10.4, and just current rate is under 8, 7.8. But excellent over from Saf. Five dot ball, and then the last ball ruined the maiden over by taking the single. And Bukre and Kanchan has a big job on their shoulder now.
Having used up those deliveries now, they want to step on the gas a little bit as Haroon continues. He's into his last over. He's got 2 for 19. Bowled an excellent spell. Kanchan has got him through the offside field. Just a single. And the grip of Yash Dallas boys tightening with the minute and tightening the screws on the Mishka 11 boys. This time it's Kanchan on strike. Goes for the big one, but hits him on the pad. They run a leg by. I don't think Yash Dallas will mind singles. It's a rash throw. Nobody backing up at the bowling end, but no damage done. 96 for two. This tournament is hotting up now. It's a beautiful evening here in Fort Lauderdale. Just about perfect conditions and some exciting cricket. Another flighted delivery from Haroon. He's bowled a top spell here. Just 20 runs off his 3.3 overs. And he got two wickets as well. Came on. Stemmed the flow of runs from the bat of Hussain. And sent him to the pavilion as well. Kanchan and Bokre trying their best. They only manage a few singles here and there. Not good enough for their team. And the pressure's building. Something's going to give here. Haroon's got two balls left in his spell. 92 for two, Mishka.
White ball, 98 for two now. And 79 run more required on 44 balls. It's not going to be easy for Mishka now because under the lights, but good comeback from US Dallas after Hussain and Gusan did a good partnership in the opening partnership. Sweep to the leg side, just for one run. Michigan on 99 for 2. Last ball of the over from Haroon. And what a good ball. Ball kept it low. अभी हम अपने जो व्यूअर्स इंडिया और पाकिस्तान में या जो लोग हिंदी समझते हैं दुनिया में देख रहे हैं उनके लिए पूछते हैं जमीर से कि जमीर इस टाइम आप मैच की सिचुएशन कहां देखते हैं?
अभी मैं समझता हूं कि मिशिगन के लिए मैच जो है वो काफी टाइट होता जा रहा है क्योंकि जो नए बैट्समैन थे उन पर काफी बोझ पड़ा और उनपे अभी तक कोई भी ऐसा बैट्समैन नहीं है कि जो बिल्कुल दिखाई दे रहा हो कि वो मैच को निकाल पाएगा और दूसरी टीम की तरफ से बॉलिंग भी जो है वो अच्छी की जा रही है. अब मैच मजीद डिफिकल्ट होता जाएगा. अभी इन दोनों प्लेयर्स में से किसी को रिस्क लेना चाहिए और अच्छे शॉट खेलने चाहिए और तभी मैच जो है वो कुछ बनता दिखाई दे सकेगा.
Yes, you're right. Michigan have dug themselves in a hole. But to be fair, other than Hussain's innings, they didn't have that depth. They didn't show any of this quality to take on the backup bowling, which Roy Silver brought on after the power play. The Michigan boys had no answer for that. Saf is continuing with his wide outside the off stump line. He's got the field all set for that. It's good bowling. His line and length is the same, but he's varying his pace, not letting the batsman to time the ball. And 99 for 2. Interesting. The batsman's got to Saf. Next ball. That brings up the 100 for the Michigan boys. And Kanchan, as I said, despite his best efforts, these batsmen not match more than a few singles here and there. The equation is getting tougher. 77 of 40. And Silwise took control in the field. He's moving his fielders around. Excellent work from the U.S. International.
100 comes up for Michigan. Card towards the third man, but the fielder is there after one bounce. A great throw right to the wicketkeeper. 101 for 2. The required run rate is going up. 11.7, Shah Faisal. It seemed like, you know, they're making it tough for themselves. They need to hit a couple of boundaries. One of them has to take the responsibility and, you know, take the Michigan team to go through the score. Cut towards third man, and they're not pushing for the second run as well.
Straight to the fielder, third man, as I've been saying, despite their best efforts, Pokhara and Kanchan have only managed a few singles here and there, and Saf has got a good field set. Roy Silva has helped him with a perfectly set field, and he's executed his plans very good. And in a result, his team is right on top. And as I was saying, despite Hussain's efforts, the Michigan boys have shown a little bit lack of class compared to the Yash Dallas. Saf on that occasion gives a freebie and extra runs. Too wide for the umpire and easy call. 103 for 2, Michigan 11.
Yes, Shah Faisal, 74 run more required. Nice shot. That is there. And yes, I see the difference in the body language of Yash Dallas. They look more confident now. And Pukre is there on 5 facing the 12 ball. And Kanchan is there, just made only 3 run out of the 9 ball. This is not a T20 batting. At least you need to run a ball to make it up. But they need some boundaries over here because the required run rate will go way over 12 run, and it will be very tough for them under the light to chase that target. 105 for 2 after 14 overs. So now, Faisal, next 6 over, where do you see this match is going to be?
I see this game going only one way from here, Rana. Dallas have tightened the screws now. And clearly, the boys from Michigan, Bokre and Kanchan, not up to the task yet. I mean, it's an easy game sitting in the commentary box here. Rana, we can suggest what could be done and what could not be done. But out there in the middle, they got an opposing team to battle against. I have to say that the Yash Dallas tactics have been very good. The captaincy and the bowling changes and the execution of plans have been quite good from Dallas. That's why they always say there is no substitute for experience. And despite the early onslaught, Yash Silva took control of the situation. Not only he bowled an excellent spell himself, but he used his resources and put Dallas, Michigan under a lot of pressure. This one goes to the outfield, nicely fielded, two runs to the batsman, but singles and doubles are not good enough, Rana.
Yes, Shafisal, they have to target one of the baller, if, you know, and I think probably this is the time now. Appeal from the umpire, appeal from the baller, and umpire raises his finger. Show the batsman to go to the pavilion after 107. Three wickets has gone. And 70 run looking impossible from 34 balls. And Gattupalli has taken the wicket of Kanchan. A nice straight delivery for LBW. He looked plump.
Easy decision once again. He yorked him and put Kanchan out of his misery. Could only muster 6 runs off 12 balls. And a knock that has left his side in huge trouble. But not all down to his fault. The bowling has been good. The fielding has been good. And the latest one was a straight yorker. Easy decision for the umpire as Mishka is 107 for 3.
Yes, 14.2, 107 for 3. Yes, Dallas are doing an excellent bowling and fielding as of right now. Prabhakar is the new batsman facing Gattupalli, who just removed Kanchan, scoring a 6 run. The acquired run rate is way above 12.3, and the current rate is 7.5. And Prabhakar is wearing a gray pad. We've seen Khan was wearing a white pad and bowled right there, right now. He showed the pavilion to Prabhakar. Stuck.
Another excellent delivery now. Gattupalli is on a hat trick. Another flighted delivery drifted into the right-hander. Went underneath his bat with a big bat swing. He went for the big booming shot, but it went under his bat and a breakthrough. And Gattupalli is on a hat trick. We've already have a hat trick in this tournament. That was Samuel Badri yesterday. He took 4 of 4, and Gattupalli has a chance to join the illustrious company of Samuel Badri. 107 for 4, Mishka.
Yes, Shavisal, great point. Samuel Badri did the beaver trick yesterday. He took the 4 wickets in 4 ball, and the hat trick was made and written in the history book. And Samuel Badri has made his debut over here in 2012. When I was having a breakfast with him, he said, "This is the best cricket ground." That first he made a debut, and second, 4 balls, 4 wicket. Now all the eyes on Gattupalli, that is he going to take that hat-trick and register in the cricket book history for the second hat-trick. He's setting up the field. Captain is bringing the slip in, and all the pressure on Reed Patel. Pokhri on the other hand only can watch the last two batsmen going back to the pavilion, and especially Prabhakar is without scoring on duck. Got stuck on this. Here you go. Hat-trick ball. Oh, full toss. Patel notched down to the left side, leg side, just for 1 run. I think he would have done better than that, Gattupalli, Shafisal.
He went for the same ball once again. Tried for the full drift-in delivery. This time it was too full. and the batsman was able to nudge him to the onside, but still an excellent over. He's still going. Pokhrey is trying his best, but the score and the Mishka 11 total has stuck. He's not going anywhere. 15 over, almost completed, just one delivery to go. And the target of 176 looks a bit too far now. It's another big heave, but not much coming out of that. Just single, 15 gone, 110 for 4.
Yes, 15 over gone, 110 for 4. This looked like impossible for Michigan to score 67 runs required on 30 ball, and the current required run rate is way above their lead, 13.4, and current run rate is only 37.3. Good over from Gathipalli, removing the two batsmen, and he bowled two over and got two wickets for 20 runs. Vijay Prakash Malala, and umpire, one of the best umpires in USA. He's been covering everywhere in USA, and he's also an umpire of CPL as well. Vee Patel to face Saf. And Saf has been an excellent. He hasn't taken the wicket. But you see, last over that he bowled, it was a 5-dart ball. So sometimes you don't take up the wicket. But you, from one end, don't give any score. It's still good for the team. Move to the right side. And that's the risk that they need to take more. And it's a 4-run, the welcome boundary for Michigan and Mishka.
Vee Patel breaks the shackles. Saf's been bowling that outside the off-stump line. He just maneuvered a little bit, walked right in front of the stumps, created his own length, and whipped it through the onside. A boundary for Patel, and the Mishka boys need plenty more of these big hits. 28 deliveries to go, 63 runs needed. And you're talking about Saf. It's a team game. Saf was given a plan, and he's executed his plans very good. He's given his captain the 4 overs that he was looking for from him without too many runs, and he'll be very pleased with his day's work. He's got only 4 balls left today. Tail is swinging and missing once again. He has no other options, but Saf is sticking to his guns. Excellent delivery once again.
Yes, Shah Faisal, Vee Patel is trying his best, but it's not that easy under the lights. And still, 63 run required on 27 balls. Somebody needs to play a cameo over here and show us some great entertainment of 6 and 4s. Required rate is building up to 14. Move down towards, try to play the same shot. Move down towards the leg side. And got out. Umpire has raised his finger. Vijay Prakash Malala, the experienced umpire, after 15.3 overs, Michigan is losing another wicket, 114 for 5.
That's a just reward for some excellent bowling from Saf. Vijay Patel tried to repeat the dose from earlier in the over, but once again, Saf bowled an excellent delivery, got the edge, easy take for the wicketkeeper, and the Michigan boys sink further and further. Now 5 wickets down, 26 balls remaining in this game, and 63 runs seems a long